It's Tuesday, January 4th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. CES starts up with even fewer companies, positive correlations when IT and business collaborate, and Alexa goes unused. This is the Business of Tech. This week is the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which, before it started, had many companies pull out due to concerns from the Omicron variant. Here's the list of those who pulled out since we last talked. Intel, GM, Google, Lenovo, Panasonic, Mercedes, BMW, and Microsoft. The event organizers themselves are ending the show a day early as an additional safety measure. And from Axios, quote, in private notes and email threads, many smaller exhibitors have fumed at being forced to choose between potentially losing a substantial investment or risking their employees' health. RSA has been postponed from February 7th to June 6th through 9th. Why do we care? I wanted to highlight that impact on smaller companies, mainly as I often see the SMB as my focus. The show must go on, right? Why? Because the show organizers need the cash. That isn't a judgment on them. It's a statement of their business. Conference organizers are in the business of making money. And here's a callback to the show theme of financial incentives. Understand those. What's the lesson here? Well, that's why society has public health as a government function, not a business one. Small companies should be doing different risk analysis during this surge and making decisions within their risk tolerance. PwC with a new report showing positive correlations when IT and business professionals put their collective heads together, quoting ZDNet. PwC's survey, based on the responses of 1,040 business leaders and 210 IT leaders, reveals that digital IQ leaders were more likely to invest in cloud technologies, including enterprise applications, infrastructure, and development platforms. These digital IQ leaders account for about one-fifth of all surveyed tech execs. PwC defines them as leaders, quote, who see eye to eye with their business peers. Digital IQ leaders are more likely to improve financial and performance and more significant innovation and productivity. Why do we care? Data that's intuitive, but it's nice to be reinforced, right? There's some good data here for sure, although not groundbreaking. Here's a note. 1 in 5 are leaders, so 20%? You mean like the top 20%? Meaning how are best-in-class firms generally the top 20%? I'm quipping that to make a connection without data, but more to hold up the perspective. Don't most assume 80% of revenue comes from the top 20% generally? The reason to care is that while one might be inclined to pursue that segment alone, they are not the only market segment. Sure, they're great customers and go after them, but 80% don't look like them. Either help them become like the 20% or meet them where they are. I want to revisit some of my statements around ambient computing and voice with some new data from Bloomberg. According to Amazon's internal data, there have been years when 15 to 25% of new Alexa users were no longer active in their second week with the device. Most Alexa users in many years have used voice-powered devices only to play music or set the timer when they cook or turn on the lights. Amazon employees noted in a planning document for 2019 that new Alexa users discover half of the features they will ever use within 3 hours of activating the device. Why do we care? I remain pretty high on voice as an interface, and so want to distinguish voice from Alexa specifically. Turns out, this may be a lot farther away than I initially thought. That appears not necessarily because it's a terrible idea, and more because the technology doesn't do enough. The future may look like smart displays, where voice works with displays together. Voice alone may not be enough. Ambient computing remains an area I believe in. It's just apparent it's further away. We're not just Alexa smart speaker enabled alone. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. I took Monday off to make it an extended holiday weekend. I hope everyone had a great holiday, and here we are in 2022. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.